coming to you from the heart of the Texas Hill Country in Fredericksburg, Texas. It's time now for Jonah Mandel with this week's episode of Young and Faithful. Let's join Jonah now.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jonah Mandel. Thank you for joining us on our second episode here on Young and Faithful. We're going to be continuing our series titled Putting God First, and today's episode is Putting God First Over Ourselves. Hey, y'all. Today for episode two, we have a very special Gage and a very good friend of mine, Gage. And Gage, if you could just real quick, when did you come to know Christ?
First of all, thank you for having me on the podcast, dude. It means a lot.
It's awesome to have you on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. And I really came to know Christ really like when I was 14, 15, those years.
It's not that long ago.
So, yeah, it's been like a year and a half. But, you know. Like back when I was like 8, 9, I kind of like you went like I went to church.
Oh yeah, all of us.
Yeah,
but it was more went to church.
Yeah, yeah, it was more about like Sunday school, having fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Having fun, yeah. Doing like the memory verses for prizes and all sorts of stuff.
That's the life. But then like 13, 14, like I kind of looked to Christ, but I didn't really get that connection right, and so I kind of just separated from him, and it got really bad, really, really bad. And then 15 kind of just turned towards him and, you know, got you as a friend. you directed me in the right way. And so now I'm here.
Yeah. And awesome. And you got baptized not that long ago too, right? Was it like 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks.
Yep,
cool.
Yep.
And since I know it hasn't been very long, but what's maybe like something that like you've learned or you felt like has been a lesson that like God's taught you that could maybe be helpful for others?
You know, just kind of what we're talking about today, like being more humble over prideful, like try to put him first, like no matter what you're going through, and just keep looking towards him even through the rough patches, you know?
Yeah, that's really good. And real quick before we continue, I'd like to give a shout out to my amazing friend, Sadeo. He is the one that came out with the amazing artwork for my podcast. If you looked, it's the cover for the podcast has been updated, and it was created by one of my best friends that I've known since before I could walk, and just like to give a shout out to him. So, and today for the episode, it's titled Putting God First. So we'll be kind of talking about how to like put God first, because I feel like something that can be like a struggle for like younger people especially, but even throughout all ages, is like pride and thinking that we got this and who needs God? I can do this on my own. And I feel like we need to like kind of learn to like choose to humble ourselves, because I feel like without God, like we can't really get anywhere. Right, Gage?
Yeah.
I feel like without him, it's kind of like we think we can get this far on our own, but actually in the end, we're just kind of like backtracking and just getting farther and farther away. So our main verse for today is James 4:6, which says, "But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And for me, this has been a like huge verse in my life, because as if you listen to the first episode, you know, I've like golf. I play golf. I'm a decent golfer. But like, so I've struggled with this, and I still struggle with this. It's getting better though, step by step. But like in golf, like sports just kind of come natural to me. I talked about this a little bit last episode, but like with me being pretty good in seventh grade year in school, I was number one on the team. Eighth grade, I was tied for the number one on the team. So like it just kind of became an area of my life where I thought like I could handle it. I had it all under control, but I started to realize that when I didn't, my game got worse, and like I started playing bad, and then it started seeping into other areas of my life, and I started letting anger in and like frustration. And I feel like pride is just kind of a thing that's like pulled me away. And like, so I was like struggling with it, and I had a round and I was hitting bad shots, and I took my clubs and I started slamming them on the ground consistently, and I kept like hitting it over and over and over. and like my mom was watching. And then when I got home, I got in huge trouble for slamming my clubs on the ground and was getting like in like huge trouble because like none of my clubs I had like actually paid for, they'd all been like gifted to me. So like they were all like nothing that I had like deserved or earned. So like they were all like a huge gift, and I was taking that gift and just like slamming it on the ground. And because through all that, like through all that trouble and me like trying to like get back on the right path, my dad came to me and he said, "Son, I want you to remember this verse." And he gave, and he handed me this verse, and he said, "I want you to read James 4:6, and I want you to memorize that." And from there, it's been a huge game changer for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I kind of have an example right there, like what you said, like when slamming clubs on the ground. I'm a big baseball player.
Love baseball. I used to play baseball. It was so fun.
Oh yeah. So freshman year, I had just gotten out of a slump, like in hitting. I don't know if y'all know what a slump is, but it's like where you're really good at hitting, and then when you get into a slump, you're horrible at it. So I had just gotten out of a slump, and I was hitting really good, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I got this. Like I don't need anybody. Like I don't need coaches. I don't need nothing." And then, like 2 weeks later, right back into the slump. I got super mad. Started pushing away my teammates. Started pushing away my coaches, and like most importantly, I started pushing away God. And all the horrible areas of my life. But sophomore year, I kind of got mistreated a little bit. Actually got huge point right here. I actually got my transfer got declined by Ingram. So, and it really kind of just started with one of my baseball coaches. And really my sophomore season, it was kind of just not fun for me, really, because – first of all, wasn't looking towards God and stuff, but I had a lot of like people being rude. I had multiple trips to the principal's office just because I was just down in the dumps all the time. I had people stealing my stuff from me. I had people just like being super rude, and like they wouldn't get consequences for it, but.
Then, you get in trouble.
Yeah,
for
then
them,
I'd like, get in trouble. Yeah. But that's kind of like where I started looking towards God and stuff, and just thought about like being more humble to myself and like not saying like I can do this on my own, not by myself. But you can't. You cannot. You always got to look towards God and just trust in Him and His ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel that's really big. Looking towards God is the huge thing. And I feel like one thing is like, people that like you might, I mean, like you might be like, "Well, I'm doing fine. I'm not getting in trouble," or like, "I've been doing it fine on my own." And I actually have a verse on this. It says Proverbs 27:21 says, "The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold. And a man is valued by what others say of him." And I feel like this is a big thing. And it says in like the NLT translation on that last part, it says, "And a man is like kind of like a refined or like, what's the word I'm looking for? He's like, kind of like tested by like what other people say about them." And this verse is kind of talking about how like, it says a man is valued by what others say of him. So it's pretty much saying that like, we shouldn't be valuing ourselves. We shouldn't be trying to like put ourselves up and saying that we do this and giving us like all these compliments and saying, "Oh, look at this. I'm like number one in the sports team. Mm-hmm. I have all A's in this. I'm excelling in this. I'm winning all these awards." But that like, we need to live our life humble and not like try to like pretty much award ourselves or like do that. But like, in this verse, it says like, let other people. So like kind of let other people talk, let like other people kind of like encourage us or say like, "Hey, good job on this. You got this." But I feel like one big thing that like, it doesn't say it in this verse, but is to let like God like kind of like give us our awards and say like, "Hey, you did good on this. You've been a faithful son or a daughter of God." And I feel like that's a big thing that we need to like, not like when people like put us up or something, then take that as like a way of like, "Oh, look at how good I am." But that like, we need to take it as a way as, "Oh, look how God has gifted me." Mm-hmm. "Oh, look how God has given me this and this. I need to give that back to Him and honor Him through it and like honor Him through like all that I'm doing."
Yeah. And yesterday, I love how your dad said like, he's raised y'all to be like when y'all get paid for something, you always set aside, like, before y'all go spend anything, you always set aside mm-hmm. a part of it for y'all's ties and stuff, and just finding a way to put him first, and no matter what y'all get mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I really think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really important too, because mm-hmm. if you don't put pride first, it leads to destruction. Your path ends, your path crumbles, and like everything, it just goes off the deep end. And I have a verse on that. It's Proverbs 16:18. It says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And this verse, it states it very clearly. It said, pride goes before destruction. So those that are prideful or haughty or think they're the best or think they're number one, it honestly, what's going to happen is God's going to have to humble them. And God wants to do it. God wants to be nice because he's a loving father. So he's going to try to do it the easy way. And he's going to try to like just give you some slight things, maybe a slight area to fix it in so that you can realize it. But if you don't, it's going to be hard. It's going to hurt because God doesn't want you to end up in hell because you were too prideful. He wants you to be in heaven with him.
Yeah, I'm kind of referring back to my baseball and stuff like that when mm-hmm. I was like, I don't need anybody. And like, I got this on my own. I was pushing God away. I kind of got a verse for that. It's Matthew 23:12. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. So like Jesus directly stated that like those who elevate themselves like will be brought low, but however mm-hmm. those who remain humble and self-facing will be lifted up.
Yeah, so yeah. I love that verse. It's such a good verse.
It is a good verse. I love it.
So yeah, because I really like the part where it talks about like you humbling yourself. You're not gonna like stay down here as like someone that doesn't see, like is someone that like no one sees or mm-hmm, no one ever yeah. sees when like you make an achievement. Because I really like it because it says those that humble themselves, we don't have to lift ourselves up, because if we humble ourselves before God and say, God, I'm going to put you first over myself. You're going to be my number one. I'm not going to be my number one. I'm not going to try to be my own God. I'm going to like put myself underneath you. And I feel like with that, it talks about like how when we do that, then he lifts us up, because he says, my good and faithful servant, thank you. Like, you are choosing to like humble yourself over putting yourself before mm-hmm, me. Mm-hmm. But like putting ourselves before him, which I feel like is really big. And I feel like he loves that, like especially when we like give him the authority, because that's also like how he can then work through us and do like miracles. And like I've seen it before. Like there was a time where like, it was a couple of years ago, but like I wasn't exactly like very strong in the faith. And I was like you said, going to Bible school, trying to have all the fun, getting to meet your friends mm-hmm. and all that. But there was one time where like, a friend of mine, like hurt his finger, and he had to go home and he had to go like write like a 5-page essay. Oh. And he was older. And like at that time, like I like prayed and I'm like, I asked God and I'm like, God, can you help heal his finger? And we get like a text from his mom 5 minutes later saying, hey, his finger feels all better. And like, so like it healed miraculously. And I feel like that's a good example of like, when we go to God and not try to like figure it out on our own, or like when we go to God and ask him for help, then like he can like help us, or we can help others that we're like going to ask him for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good example right there. Like if you put God first, he's gonna reward you for mm-hmm. you putting him first. He's gonna make stuff happen for you.
Oh yeah, and like I'm gonna give it a golf example here because I'm a golfer. But like I like to play golf, and let's see. So we for the high school golf team, we have like qualifying rounds, and the first qualifying round, I did not do what we are talking about here, and I kept putting myself before God, and I kept saying, "Oh, I got this," and then I'd hit a shot, and it'd be a bad shot, and I'm like, why'd I hit it bad? I'm really good at golf. Why can't I do this? I'm like, okay, I'll do better next time. I got this. I can do it. And then we get to the next shot and I choke it again. And I'm like, why am I doing this? I know I can play better golf than this. And I end up shooting like a 50, which in the realm of golf is pretty bad. And then we have another qualifying round the following week. And I start off, I hit a good drive. And starting off there by hitting a good drive can either go one of two ways. For me, I can either go, okay, and I can go to God and say, okay, thank you, Lord, for the shot that you've given me. I'm going to continue to honor you throughout this round. Or I can say, oh, look at the shot that I just hit. Look at how good I am, and like boast to all my friends. But I chose to like honor him, and it really works. Like when you choose to honor him and put God first, it benefits you way more. Because I went from the first week shooting a 50 to dropping it by 6 strokes, which is really good for golf. If you can drop your score by 6 strokes, that's amazing. So like that's just an example and like proof that like, one, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. We all screw up. Like none of us can get this right all the time the first time. But it's a good example that like when we do it God's way, it really truly benefits us.
Yeah, yeah. And I like what you're saying there. Like when you hit the good drive, you can either put it one of two ways, like thank you God, and like I'm gonna continue to like praise you and worship you through this, mm-hmm. or like I can be like, oh yeah, look what I just did, like I'm so good and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got an example like that too in baseball. I love how we're doing the golf and baseball here. But in baseball, like I'm trying to think. Oh yeah, we were in a scrimmage, and I hit this like perfect, beautiful line drive straight in the gap. Got 2 RBIs off of that. And I was like, nice. Oh yeah, look how good I am. I was going, oh, my friends, bet you can't do that. Bet you can't do that. And I was like, what am I doing? I'm like, mm-hmm. this is bad. Yeah, I was like, I got to put God for that. Like mm-hmm. that. Thank you.
All glory to Jesus. Yeah, it goes back to Proverbs 16. Mm-hmm. Pride goes before the fall. Let's see. I have a verse. It's Proverbs 22:4. It says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor in life. And this kind of goes back to the example that I gave of how like he lifts us up. When we like submit ourselves before him and like we truly say, okay, I'm going to live my life your way. I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to give you the praise. I'm not going to glorify myself. That I feel like when you do that, it like one, like I've talked about, it helps you. But also this verse, it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. And it's literally telling us that when we honor God, when we choose to put him first, when we choose to give him the glory and not worry about how we're playing or what our score is or how we hit our shot in baseball or if we make the catch or not, or we make the shot in basketball, like it doesn't matter if we do that. But if we're doing it with humility in our heart and we're doing it to like give him the glory, it says that he will lift us up and he'll give us honor, which is, I feel like, is a big thing, which kind of goes back to what I said earlier. But like, which is, we don't need to glorify ourselves. We don't have to give ourselves honor, because when we go to God, he gives it to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got another verse that kind of says a little different, but Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but when the humble is wisdom. So I think he's kind of saying like when you humble yourself, like he's gonna give you wisdom and stuff like that. And like when arrogance and self-importance appear, like disgrace or shame will follow. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of in contrast, like those who are humble and modest will gain wisdom and insight, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I really like that verse too.
Yeah,
that
was a good one. And I can't remember where the verse is. I think we read it this Sunday at youth, like our Catalyst Youth. I can't remember, but there's a verse and Paul's talking about how, I don't think it's in Romans. It might not be.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is.
Is it?
I think yes, it is in Romans. It's Romans 7:21.
No, it's not that one.
It's not.
No, it's the verse where he's like, I'd rather boast in my infirmities and like be like humbled. I'd rather boast about my infirmities and boast about how I'm bad and how I screw up than like boast in like how good I am, because he's talking about like how he's been like kind of struggling. He's been struggling with his pride. And if you know, Paul was amazing apostle. He like went on all these types of different journeys to all these different places. And even someone like that struggles with pride, which is goes back to like how none of us are perfect. And I feel like that's a good verse, because he talks about how he rather boast in his infirmities and boast in like how he screws up and he messes up, which is the complete opposite of what culture says. It's mm-hmm. culture's like, hey, go talk about how great you are. Oh, you did good in this. Go talk about it. Go show off to all these people, which is the complete opposite of what the Bible says.
Yeah, like I'm gonna give a little example. Like I saw this video, and this guy was saying, he was like, if you live by the way of the world, you're worshiping the devil. You're gonna go to hell. Mm-hmm. But if you live by the Bible. You're like praising God and you're saying like, what do you want me to do, God? What do I do next for you? What can I do to like praise you and do everything for you? Mm-hmm. You're going to end up in the right place. So.
And I feel like this is a good verse, and this kind of continues with Proverbs 22:4. It says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you. Because God wants to exalt us. God wants to lift us up. And
oh, yeah.
God's like, I want to help you. God wants to benefit us. But it says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. If we don't humble ourselves underneath him, he can't lift us up because we're already like trying to put ourselves above him and trying to say, oh, who needs God? Why do I need God? Oh, look at me. I can do all these amazing things. I can show off in front of my friends. Oh, I can go do all this. I can get amazing grades. I don't need God. Or I can be the number one on the sports team. I don't need God. And like, I feel like that right there, that like sign of him. Like pride is kind of like telling God, like, I don't want you. I don't need your help, which I feel like God's like, God comes with a loving heart. He wants to help us. He wants to like lift us up. And like, that's pretty much saying, I don't need you. You're pretty much saying, go away, God. I don't need you. I don't want you, which I feel like in return, just like really like hurts him when he's trying to like help us and be like beneficial to us and like help us to like grow and like grow into as a disciple and a follower. And I feel like some people can take that the wrong way. So I want to just like clarify, God's not a genie in the lamp. So you can't like come to him humbly and then go like, oh, I want this, 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 and this. I want this brand new car. I want these new golf clubs. Lord, I want to get 100 on all my grades. And I feel like that's not who God is. God's not supposed to be our genie in the lamp. God's supposed to be our friend, like a friend that we grow in a deep relationship with.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I'm not trying to like, this on one of my friends, but his name's Kobe. He goes to Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Like he, for the longest time, he used to smoke weed. He used to vape. He used to do all these drugs. And like one day he just came to school and like every 20 minutes he would just like look up and be like, God's talking to me. Like every 20 minutes he'd be like, oh yeah, God gave me a new car. He gave me like $100. I'm like, Did you just like do all those drugs and stuff? And then like the next day you just miraculously like came to Jesus. He was like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And I don't know if he did, but I just know that's kind of not that's not the way it really mm-hmm. works.
Yeah. I don't think that's exactly how the way it works, and not to be like rude to your friend anything, but like it could have been that like he'd done too much that morning and he was off, or like he's not like giving like it up. He's not like being humble, but like he's kind of veering off a little bit. And it could have, and the devil likes to like trick us and like tempt us. And it could have even been the devil like tricking him or like trying to play some tricks on his mind. So I'd say like, if you see him, be like, hey man, can I pray for you? Or just like ask like, hey, is there any way I can help you or anything like that?
Oh yeah. Hey, and a big shout out to Kobe, because I have actually seen him grow in faith. He actually got baptized and
awesome,
he's growing in faith a lot. So
wow. Both of you in like the same time.
Yes. So he's got a steady job, and he actually got adopted by one of my good buddies. His name's Micah Carpenter. His family, I don't know if y'all know, but there's a church in Ingram. It's called Cross Kingdom. They actually own that church. His mm-hmm. dad's the pastor and stuff. They adopted him into that family. So he's really growing in Christ. So
cool. That's awesome.
Yes,
dude.
Sir,
that,
so.
If he's really growing in Christ, that seems like an amazing friend to have. He seems like a really cool guy.
Yeah, sir. No, I mean, I don't really see him as much, but like only when I go to Chick-fil-A, because that's where he works. Like, I love Chick-fil-A, so.
Oh yeah, who doesn't love Chick-fil-A? Get you a spicy chicken sandwich with some fries, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chef's kiss right there.
Oh yeah. So I feel like a big takeaway for this, and like the main idea that we're trying to like give here, is that like, we got to choose to like be humble, and we got to choose to like give God the glory. Cause if we don't, like, Proverbs 27:21, it leads to destruction. So I feel like we need to come into our life, and we need to choose daily, not just like one time. Oh, I'm going to choose today. I'm going to do it. And then it's going to work for the rest of my life. Never have to do this again. That's not how it works, because you'll do it that day, and then the next day the devil's going to come right back and hit you again with it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to stumble, and you're going to be back in. So it has, we need to make it like a daily thing, and I can work on it. Gage can work on it. All of us can work on it. None of us are perfect, and none of us is ever going to get it absolutely right because we're humans. We sin. Like, we screw up. We can't do anything about perfect. That. But like, I feel like we need to like wake up. I'm just not saying like the first thing you do in the morning, like you wake up and you're tired and be like, okay, I'm going to choose to put God first. But when you wake up in the morning, maybe you're doing your daily routine, be like routine. And I feel like when you wake up in the morning, like during your daily routine, you can just be like, God, today I'm going to choose to put you first, and I'm going to do what you want me to do, and I'm going to do it your way, which I feel like is a big thing. And like through that, he'll reward us, and you'll see that throughout your day. Your day is going to be blessed, and your day is going to be changed, and your whole life's going to change because you have God in your life that's like changing it and making things work right. And like, he'll be showing you ways that you can like help him to grow his kingdom, which is always super fun when God's like, hey, I want you to go do this and you can help grow my kingdom, which I feel like is super fun to do.
Yeah, I think one person that really does that well, like good morning, like wakes up and like does like gives it all to God.
Pastor Jimmy,
yes. Yep. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, he's always telling the church, he's like, I like to start off my day by saying good morning, Holy Spirit, good morning, God, and good morning, Jesus, the Holy Trinity, which I feel like is an amazing way to start off the day. And I feel like I need to start doing that because I feel like that would help a whole lot.
I think I needed to really start doing that because I'm reading my Bible like at morning and night, but like when I wake up, I'm like, oh, just another day. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, I'm like in bed and I'm like,
I really want to go to school today?
Do I really want to go to school today?
No. Or do I have to?
I'm going to find a way to get out of this. How can we get out of this? Gage, you want to close us out in prayer and just pray over everyone that's listening to this podcast and us to like help us to live our lives humbly and to like choose him first?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everybody bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, first most. We hope, or we ask that you open our eyes and let us put you first in everything we do. I ask that you just let everybody be humble that's listening to this podcast. Make them put you first, God. Let us embrace you more every day that we wake up. Let us read your word daily. Let us just embrace you, Lord. All this in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I'm Jonah Mendel. This is Young and Faithful, and thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Make sure you get the Godcaster app so you don't miss a single episode of Jonah Mandel's Young and Faithful. We'll see you next time.